Several key members of the Denver Broncos will be out of Sunday's matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders, including a key member on the offensive line. Plus, even though he's questionable, should DJ Jones play in Sunday's matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders? We take our bet on it on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode right here is a little bit of a bonus episode as I get ready to get on my flight to Vegas to cover Sunday's matchup between the Denver Broncos from the south stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos reporter for Mile High Sports. Catch myself and Sarah Bettinger here every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you watch on YouTube as well. We'll have you covered with the post-game recap of the Broncos Raiders Week 4 matchup. This little bonus episode is a little bit shorter than our normal episodes, so we're going to focus on the injury report here, as the Broncos have several players, key players at that too, who have been ruled out of Sunday's matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders, according to Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett. Quinn Meinerz headlines the group of players that will be out on Sunday. There are two players who are questionable. We'll dive into that a little bit later on here in the show. But starting things off here with Tyree Cleveland, as we know, a wide receiver depth option here for this Broncos football team and a key special teams ace. Tyree Cleveland suffered this hamstring injury last week in practice leading up to Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers. It was on that Thursday. It was a little rainy out there. He had a hamstring. He pulled up in practice. He missed San Francisco, and he also is going to miss this week against the Las Vegas Raiders. So I think the immediate question should be, Broncos country, in Tyree Cleveland's place on special teams, who should you keep your eyes peeled out for? Well, I think that if you go back and you look at last Sunday's game against the 49ers, you're going to get your answer. Asang Bassey and Mike Boone are going to be the two key guys to keep an eye on. Primarily a little bit more Asang Bassey, who's going to have to fill in that role as a gunner, and also the guy who's going to be covering the gunners as well in this matchup here against the Las Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium, 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. But for Tyree Cleveland, you know, special teams had a really, really big boost last week. Corliss Waitman, obviously 10 punts, not ideal for the Broncos, but those 10 punts were valuable at pinning the 49ers back deep. Guys like Asang Bassey and Mike Boone, as I mentioned, will be pivotal in stepping up in the role, not only just on punt, but also on kickoff, where Tyree Cleveland is a four-core key guy on special teams. He is out. Jonathan Cooper, outside linebacker, also got a hamstring injury in that same Thursday practice that Tyree Cleveland suffered his in, and will be out of this game as well. Cooper's been a special teams guy for the Broncos. He was able to get in some early reps as an edge rusher on the outside here in the first week against the Seattle Seahawks. Had the taunting penalty that obviously was a big impact play, not in the favor of the Denver Broncos, but now you should expect to see a lot more of Nick Benito, the Broncos' second-round draft pick from this past year's NFL draft. He was active last week. He'll get some reps on special teams as well, but this is a good sign for Benito to get more reps, despite the fact that Jonathan Cooper is out of this matchup. I know Broncos country has been clamoring to see a little bit more of Nick Benito. Will we see him get any defensive reps on Sunday against the Raiders? Right now, I don't think that's going to be the case. It remains to be determined at this point. Darius Phillips, one of the Broncos cornerback additions as well, after week one of the regular season, he's been out for two consecutive weeks with a hamstring injury, and that trend continues here once again. But let's get to some of the key players on the offensive side of the ball that will miss this matchup for the Broncos on Sunday. Initially, there was hope that Quinn Meinerz, offensive guard, who suffered the injury in the week one season opening loss to the Seattle Seahawks, is going to miss this game. Now, a little bit of a setback for him this week at practice. He was limited on Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday. And then during Thursday's practice, had something happen, some discomfort that had him not participating in Friday's practice, the final practice ahead of the Broncos' preparation to go to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. So he will not play this week. part of me is wondering as well, we don't have as much clarity on the situation, but part of me is wondering, considering that the Broncos will play on Sunday and then they'll have to turn things around and play on Thursday, is that something that's factoring into holding a guy like Quinn Meinerz out as well? Because last week, he was active on game day against the 49ers in an emergency backup situation. So part of me is wondering, was there a setback or is this part of the long-term plan to bring him back Thursday Night Football against the Indianapolis Colts on a short week? That is a huge question. But the one question that everybody in Broncos country wants to know, when is Billy Turner going to make his debut for this Broncos football team? Now, I do want to put something into perspective here for Broncos fans, because when the Broncos signed Billy Turner initially, they knew that he had arthroscopic knee surgery and that it would take some time for him to get acclimated. And as somebody who's been through various knee injuries as well, I'm doing acupuncture every other week now for my knee just to be able to help with my ACL that's torn. But for Billy Turner, he's been trying to ramp things up. Now, he was able to come back 2 weeks ago as a full participant, was limited 2 days last week on Thursday and Friday, and did not participate all of this week. So Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett mentioned they're just trying to bring him along to where they can bring him into things and ramp things up for him, but it doesn't appear like that's going to be anytime soon. At this point, he will be out of Sunday's matchup in an AFC West divisional showdown against the Las Vegas Raiders. And I think a bigger question kind of remains, when might we see him? Could we see him Monday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers? Because the Broncos will play Thursday night against the Colts. They'll have that week off the Sunday, and then they'll prepare all throughout the week. And then they'll have a Monday Night Football primetime action on ESPN in Los Angeles for that matchup as well. So we'll see when Billy Turner returns or even makes his debut. We'll find out a little bit more from Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett this upcoming week when he addresses the media at practice. But that'll headline your players who are out of Sunday's matchup here for the Denver Broncos. Coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into the conversation, which players are questionable. There's only two players, but one of those players, an impact player on the defensive line, coming out of concussion protocol, DJ Jones. Should he play or not in Sunday's matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders, following what we've seen with how the Miami Dolphins have handled the Tua Tagovailoa situation in Miami? But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsors of today's episode, Locked On Broncos. It's our good friends over there, BetOnline.net. And BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting info this season. You can find all of these player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game that you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. They're the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to BetOnline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And our good friends over there at Brightco, we've told you the various stories about failed proposals where they lose the ring and where you're hoping you have the best jewelry insurance in the business. Well, you know what? All those people, whether you're trying to propose to your fiance on a pier, at a baseball game, or you're trying to throw a ring case from a helicopter to the guy who's proposing, well, you know what? Brightco's got you covered. Here's the lesson. You don't want to be that guy, and you certainly don't want it splattered all over the internet that you lost your engagement ring. The guys at Brightco Jewelry Insurance will make sure you get a replacement for the full value of that ring, no matter if it's lost, stolen, or you just can't figure out what happened to it. Go to bright.co/lockedon. It's the fastest and easiest and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business today. All right, Broncos country, let's continue on today's episode. Locked On Broncos, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you're watching us on YouTube, do us a favor, hit that subscribe or that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. Getting ready to get on my flight to go to Las Vegas to cover the Broncos Raiders Sunday game, a 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. Everything is on the line here, and for the Broncos, they haven't beaten the Raiders in the last 2 years. For the Raiders, they haven't gotten a win this season. Who wants it more? Who's going to prevail in this game? This is going to be a very big key here. But, you know, injuries play a major part of it, and the Broncos entering Sunday's matchup have two players who are listed as questionable. Let's talk about Dalton Risner first and foremost. He suffered an injury, an ankle injury, in the Broncos win against the San Francisco 49ers. I remember the play he got rolled up on, and he was kind of limping a little bit. He stayed in the game. When the Broncos offense came off the field, he went and he got it taped up, and then he came back into the game when the Broncos' next offensive series presented itself. So, you know, a lot of toughness there by Risner, and he's a big part of the offensive line. But I think for the most part here, I think he's going to play. Every indication right now with looking at Reisner this week in practice, he's more than likely going to play with it taped up. And if something were to happen, if he experiences a setback on Sunday, Netane Muti would probably be elevated. We might see that happen a little bit this week for this Denver Broncos football team ahead of Sunday's matchup. But let's talk about really the biggest elephant in the room as it pertains to concussion protocol. Now, as everybody has seen around the NFL scene on Thursday Night Football with what happened with Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, it was a very, very scary situation, and not many people who've watched the NFL have ever seen something like that happen. And now I think a lot of people are asking the question, and rightfully so, what is concussion protocol and how long does it last and should a player play? I think there's a common consensus amongst other media members that I've spoken to about that. If you get a concussion in 1 week's game, you should not play the next week as a safeguard. And as somebody who's had a lot of concussions playing football, I'm in agreement with that. But my opinion on the subject matter doesn't matter, folks. What matters is that concussions are treated differently by everybody, and we've seen that obviously with the Miami Dolphins situation. I'm not going to spend this episode bagging on the Dolphins because you know what? The NFL is going through their investigation alongside with the NFLPA. There's nothing that I say that's going to influence or change the perception of it. The perception is already negative. But what we can focus on here is for DJ Jones, who is in concussion protocol for the Broncos all week long. How do you manage a situation like that? And this was something that we asked Nathaniel Hackett on Friday after practice in his press conference, and realistically speaking, he's spot on. Player safety is always top priority, and concussions are different for everybody. It doesn't have the impact on everybody that maybe it does on one other guy here, but you still have to have the approach. Now, there is independent consultants that work with the NFL that spot these types of things at games, or if a player comes off and they say they got hit in the head, or if a player or teammate says, hey, he got hit there, he's not acting right, they have to take that under a serious medical advisement. So DJ Jones sustained that in the 49ers win this past Sunday, did not participate in Wednesday's practice, and did not participate in Thursday's practice. He was off on the side field going through some conditioning. However, on Friday, he did make his official return to practice. He was there with his helmet during team stretch, and he participated in team-specific position drills, so defensive line drills he participated in, did not participate in team. But according to Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett, he has cleared concussion protocol. The bigger question, though, is he is questionable. Should he play in this game? And I think if you ask any athlete for the most part, and especially athletes in the NFL who are making money by playing in a game, and you don't necessarily make money when you don't play, if you put it in the athlete's hands, they're always going to play, even if they're concussed and if there was no medical advisement. Now, I think that this has changed a little bit over the last couple of years, but it's something that the NFL, obviously based on what we've seen this past week, needs to have a better refined definition as to what concussion protocol is. DJ Jones went through that. The issue with Tua Tagovailoa is after the hit he sustained against the Buffalo Bills was not entered into concussion protocol, did not have to go through anything like that, and then we saw the scary result that happened on Thursday night. DJ Jones has been working with the Broncos medical staff and also the independent neurologists that are appointed by the National Football League. Broncos coaches have zero say in whether or not a player can play. He has to be cleared by the Broncos medical staff if that's the case. So far he is cleared, but the bigger question is, should he play? Now, I think for me, you look at this being a short week, right? Sunday, you have a game, then 3 days later, you have to turn it around, and you have to be ready for a Thursday night football showdown against a very physical Indianapolis Colts team that loves to run the football with Jonathan Taylor. To me, I think the bigger question is, where is the bigger value? Can DJ Jones afford to miss this game? In which my response would be, yes. Like if I were Coach Hackett, and I'm not, but if I were the coach and I were in charge, I'd say, you know what? As much as we love having DJ Jones, even though he cleared concussion protocol, I would like to save him, give him some more additional days off, more additional days to be ready, because when you don't get practice in as a player, you miss days of practice, and it wasn't his fault. I mean, he couldn't do anything because of the protocol. I do worry about throwing guys back out there, especially at the defensive line where you're engaging. You're going to get a lot of violent contact. You're going to have more risk of going helmet to helmet with somebody. I would much rather preserve him, get him through the week, and get him ready for Thursday Night Football against the Indianapolis Colts with no setbacks. That would be my personal preference, but his status for Sunday is officially listed as questionable, and we will see if he plays. Other players on the injury report that popped up all week long: Melvin Gordon, Randy Gregory, Mike Purcell, Caden Stearns, Baron Browning, PJ Locke, Aaron Patrick, and Kaywan Williams are all ready to go for Sunday. So for the most part, the Broncos relatively healthy all across the board at major positions. They'll benefit once they get some of the guys who are out back, and we will see if DJ Jones does in fact play on Sunday, leading into a Thursday Night Football matchup next week for your Denver Broncos team. But Broncos country, thank you so much for tuning in and making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah Bettinger and myself, we will have you covered after the Broncos game against the Las Vegas Raiders with your Lockdown Broncos post-game report. So make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button here on YouTube or your favorite audio podcasting platform so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. We'll see you after Sunday's game.